Und that's it. Yourself is not a knower or an enjoyer. You simply are self-evident, self-shining as conscious being. The label we attach to consciousness in the world of our experiences is known. Consciousness is labeled as is known. My thought is known. My emotion is known. I am known. The self-evident me am known. This is how we label me or consciousness in reference to all experience. So now just let your body relax, invoking the inner friend. Make sure you're in a comfortable position. Experience the relaxing of the body, the muscles losing their tension. Let yourself be now aware of the body. You can be aware of parts of the body, and that will help it to relax. Having invoked that inner friend, now as you are aware of the body, you're experiencing the body, I can say that the body is known. There is the experience of the body, which is known. If the sun is shining, the sun is illumined, as are all of the plants and trees and whatever comes in the sun's orb and its range. They are all illumined, and the sun is also illumined, not as an action, but really as an intransitive verb. The sun shining, or the sun shines, not as a transitive verb that takes an object, but itself reflected. The sun is shining, and everything shines after that. Just notice your own presence, your own being. It is known. Consciousness is known, but not because there is a knower, but because consciousness is self-evident, self-effulgent. So I am known. Not because there is a knower, but because knownness, consciousness, is my being. Just be yourself. Don't worry about identification with the body or mind. Just focus on your own sense of me. It is known by its nature, not by a separate knower. As I let my mind focus on my own is-knownness, my own knownness, my own being, just gently focus. Don't worry about any external experiences or thoughts wafting through. Let them be as they are. Just gently focus on your own presence. Then the is-knownness, conscious being, which is you, becomes dominant in the mind because of the mind's focus. Instead of the is-knownness, my own being, being superimposed upon an external experience, mental experience, sensory experience, for instance, the mind's focus on the body, gently focus on the body. See if you can notice that the body is now filling the lens of the mind. But the is-knownness that mind focused on the body is experiencing doesn't shift, doesn't change. It remains exactly the same. Gently shift your focus of the mind, just to your own being, your own presence. Now the lens of the mind is filled just with your being, or predominantly filled with the is-knownness of your being, the consciousness, the conscious being that is you. Now, focus the lens of the mind on your body. The is-knownness, the consciousness, remains the same. But now the body, which is in the form of a vritti, a thought modification in the mind, is illumined by is-knownness. So I will say the body is known. That is, I would say correctly labeling my experience. The actuality of my experience is known. Is known as the consciousness, which is my very being. And every experience that comes into the mind is known, blessed by my own nature of consciousness, which we label as is known. Any experience, internal or external, any meditative experience, any sad or hurtful experience, blissful experience, any experience internally or externally produced in the mind from the internal world or external world is known. Is known because your own nature is known by the very Swarupa, consciousness itself, is self-evident. Relax, be with your own presence, letting your mind just gently focus on you. You might say, yeah, but I know myself. I'm knowing myself right now. Say, yes, you know yourself without a knower. You are the knownness which is self-evident. But the mind is looking at me, commenting on me. And yes, that mind is known. Those comments are known. Those words are known. Yes, but I am knowing them. Where is that I who is a knower? I am a knower. What action am I doing? What is it that I am doing that makes me a verb? Someone who is performing the act of knowing. I'm not a verb. I simply am. See if you can just focus on the most intimate me that you already identify with as me. Just leave the body and mind and all objectifications off of it. You don't need them. Just be with me. Don't worry about the body or the thoughts or external experiences. Just be with yourself. The self that you label as Heidi or Radha, whatever name. Edward, Lisa. The one you already, the one the Ahankara, the I notion already lands on. Is me. You're only used to thinking in terms of knower known because that has some truth in the world. Without your sense organs, you couldn't perceive. So the sense organs become a knower. You're the subject, become the subject to the known. Your mind has thoughts. With the mind, you become a thinker. That's what the language does. The language makes you a thinker, even though all thoughts, all perceptions, all emotions actually just are known. Not by a knower. They're mitya, they depend upon the is-knownness, which is my nature. Consciousness. Just be with yourself. Be yourself. And just notice as you relax that you remain exactly the same self-evident, self-shining me as all thoughts come and go. As they pass through you, come into being and go out of being. As they come into being, they are and they are known. The thought and it is known. It simply is known. The isness is knownness. They're one and the same. The thought is, the thought is known, because the self is Satchit, it is conscious being. I am conscious being. And all experiences as they arise are lit up by my nature, and we label those experiences as is known. This thought is known. This perception is known. This feeling is known. My language creates the knower. I know the thought. But there is no verb here. The thought is known because I am known as self-evident consciousness. And just gently focus on your own sense of me, very being that is you, one who is present to all your experiences, the I. Relaxing your body and mind, having invoked the inner friend, the body and mind be free to just simply be what they are in Ishwara's creation. To be part of Ishwara's creation. Give them back to Ishwara. Let the gentle smile of the Buddha, the Dakshinamurti of Shiva, that gentle smile just naturally take place. It's an expression that goes along with your own nature. Just like a frown or a pout goes along with a painful emotion, that gentle smile matches your nature, yourself. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.